I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Into Music from the KMUW studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network. My guest on this episode is Soph Nathan of Our Girl. The group issued its latest album, The Good Kind, in 2024. The collection of songs features lyrics that explore themes of sexuality, relationships, community, and illness. In this conversation, Nathan discusses the importance of personal expression in her writing, what it's like having close friendships with her bandmates in Our Girl, and how co-producer Fern Ford had a hand in helping Nathan realize the full potential of The Good Kind. That's on Into Music, coming up now. There was kind of a gap between the last studio album and this one, right? So when did it become apparent that there was like momentum to go in and or start working on something new?
Well, we put out our first record and then we toured it for a while and then we toured it some more and we started writing in the gaps of tour and while we were on the road. We were on tour in America. That was our last tour where we were working on some of these songs. And then pandemic happened and various things happened that just meant it took a long time. And one of the things was finding a producer, finding a label to back us, those kind of things. And then we recorded the whole record, but we came away feeling like it didn't sound right yet. It didn't sound like us. The feeling wasn't right on the record, basically. So we took a bit of time to figure out what to do. And then we went back in and recorded a load more.
So as you were kind of writing this, you know, I think it's been noted that there's a lot of like kind of personal elements and experience that informed the lyrics. Was that kind of always the case for you as a writer, or did you find that this material in particular was special in some way?
I think it's always the case in that songwriting is a real processing tool for me. And I've written a lot of songs that I don't think are really good enough to share or even show my bandmates, but they help me process something. So, you know, we occasionally write songs that are sort of more objective or just like melody based. But the songs that I end up liking and that we all end up seeming to like take something from are the ones that normally have helped me process something, I guess, because there's real feeling in those ones. And it was the same for the last record, but I think I've learned how to write a little bit more and I feel a bit more direct now in terms of like going with a feeling and trying to explore that fully in a song, even if it comes back round to a different conclusion from what I started with. It's kind of, I just feel like I'm a bit more direct now, maybe.
I want to go back a little bit and ask you about when you started writing. Was this something that was intentional? Like you were like, oh, I want to write poems or something? Or did it just kind of show up one day and you knew you had to express something?
I played guitar in bands from a young age and I was playing in like six bands or something at a time at that point. And I loved that. And I wanted to write songs, but I didn't think I could. And I tried a little bit and I just thought it was no good. But then there was this like a turning point, I guess, when I just had a lot that I think I needed to process. I'd had a breakup at the time and I had more space and time to write. And I just ended up writing like the majority of the songs for our first record at the beginning when we were starting the band. And I think from then I must have just, yeah, I wrote a couple. I think the first song was called Our Girl. It was before we were called Our Girl. And we decided to call the band Our Girl because of the song. And I enjoyed it and it felt good and it just developed from there. And then it just became something I did, you know? and I didn't really realize that until I spoke to my sister about it once. And she was like, you really wanted to write songs before and you didn't think you could. And I'd kind of forgotten that I'd had that feeling because I'd just gotten used to this way of processing stuff and using it as like a tool like that. And it was sweet that she said that. I was like, oh yeah, that's true. Like, I'm glad it happened.
It's funny to me because I think so often that this kind of maybe seismic things in life can be a catalyst to creativity, whether it's a breakup or a loss or something. Have you kind of experienced that with writing?
Yeah, I think when things are easier and more steady in my life, the songs I write are not as good. And I'm trying to write more as a practice, you know, like even if it's no good, I'm doing it regularly because I enjoy it. And I think it's just good as a practice. Yeah, I mean, it's also really happy moments that inspire songs, of course. But for me anyway, I'm normally responding to something, even if it's something that happened in my past. Like a lot of the songs on this record are me reflecting on things that happened a long time ago that I hadn't really realized I needed to process or think about. But they've sort of just crept out and like surprised me as well.
You've mentioned this earlier, and I think in this last thing that you were saying about using writing as a tool of expression, and sometimes sounds like they're just kind of songs for you. I think that's like something that gets overlooked because I think at some point we figure, okay, I'm writing, so this has to be something, but you can kind of keep it in, and it can be kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, selfish or something, right?
Yeah, what, to keep it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I imagine a lot of people do that. And I'm lucky that I've got bandmates I feel comfortable to share stuff with. And maybe playing in bands before I started doing that made me feel like confident enough to then go, oh, okay, let's try and use these songs for something. It feels like a very I just have a real pull towards Argyle and writing and being in it, and it's just a big part of my life. Even when things have been hard, it's kind of like, well, this is just something I do and I will do in some capacity forever. It just feels very natural. But yeah, there are some, there is, it really helps me process stuff. I'm feeling it these at the moment as well. I'm trying to write already because there's no way we're going to leave a 6 year gap for the next record. So I'm working on it now. But I'm noticing like how helpful it is at the moment in terms of things that are on my mind to get out into that. You know, even just for a bit of respite, you don't find all the answers writing a song, obviously, but it's, I'm lucky, like I'm grateful that I have it.
I sometimes wonder, and then we'll move on, but I sometimes wonder about times when I feel really frustrated, for instance, when I come home after a hard day at work or something's happened between work and home. Yeah, if I just sat down and like wrote 500 words about what I was feeling in that moment, if I wouldn't just automatically feel better rather than just
Yeah.
stewing on it.
But totally. And I think I used to do that before I wrote songs. There was a period in my life where I would just write stuff down. And I think it's like a really good thing to do. Or at least it helps me, and I know it helps like some other people. Even if it's not creating something, it's the process of getting it out. I guess it's the same of like being able to talk to good friends about what's going on. It's like you need to get it out, and even if you're just saying it all out loud, it's a way of processing it. So, yeah, I'd recommend it.
I want to talk about the band a little bit, and you touched on something that, in terms of the spirit of collaboration, it was a couple of weeks ago. I was at a memorial service, and my friend who had passed was a musician, and some of his bandmates spoke, and there was this thing that came up again and again, which was that they felt safe with him, and I wonder if that's since you're sharing something that's so deep and personal. Was that one of the things in the forming of this band that was important to you?
Yeah, I think that's amazing that they felt. I think that's a really important way to feel, and it's very vulnerable making to share songs you've written. You know, you're expressing something that you maybe wouldn't tell people while singing it, and something about singing as well is even more embarrassing sometimes. You know, like sometimes I zoom out and I'm like, this is really embarrassing. Like, what am I doing? but yeah, I think it's important to be able to play with people that you trust and feel comfortable with and like safe with in that way. Yeah, I'm really sorry that you lost your friend.
Thank you. So tell me too about that idea of like, because you are, right? You're in the creative process. At times, you are going to do things that maybe I remember studying theater in college, and I had a director who said, "If you feel embarrassed, keep going, because you're doing something right."
I mean, I don't know anything about that kind of world, but that makes sense to me. Putting yourself out there, I think, is a good thing. And there's so much music I love that it's so clear that the songwriter did that, whether they were comfortable to or not, like it was happening, and that's means that you can relate to that because you can reach it, I suppose. And I do develop a certain disconnect, like not in a bad way necessarily, probably in a good way, because you know I got really focused on making it sound how I really wanted it to and getting it mixed and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't till Relief came out, which was the first song we put out before the record, that I suddenly was like, oh my God, I feel so exposed. Like everyone can hear what I'm saying, and it's not as like ambiguous as I think it is, you know. I don't know, it was a kind of a weird moment, and it was silly because I was like, well, obviously you've chosen to do this and this is what you want to do with your life, but but it hit me in one go and I was a bit like, oh my God, okay, so this is a bit embarrassing, but anyway.
Do you have to kind of insulate yourself maybe a little bit, because people might, who you know in your personal life, might come up to you and say, you know, is that about me?
I do worry about that kind of thing when I'm writing, and especially if it's about something that feels delicate, I spend a long time trying to make sure I'm expressing it in the right way and getting the right feeling across without being too exposing, like whether it's to protect someone else or to protect me. Yeah, I mean, that is a funny thing. It's okay with a lot of songs, and some songs it's like, be nice to be able to be like, oh, this is about you, or this was sparked from a conversation we had. Like, so many of the songs are sparked from like moments and interactions with friends and people I love, and that's nice. But yeah, I mean, there is that element which is always a bit weird, and must be really weird for, yeah, it's weird to be on the receiving end, I suppose, if something's about you.
And then you have this dynamic, of course, that once it's out there in the world, people are going to start receiving it, strangers. And eventually, you know, you might run into one of them and they're going to say, you know, thank you, this song helped me through losing a job or something. And it was completely not about that.
That's cool, though. I think that's such a cool thing about music. Like, I might be really direct or I might not be. And either way, people are going to just interpret it in the ways that come naturally to them. Like, it's about whatever's going on with you, and you see it, you hear things through that lens, I suppose, or see things through that lens. And I kind of like that. I like the idea that it could open stuff up, even if it's like not at all what I was talking about in the moment, you know.
You recorded this at Rockfield, which is it's a residential, right?
Yeah, in Wales.
And it has some history. So was that somehow important that it was like, okay, we want to go away and be able to focus in this manner, and this is going to be a tool to let us do that?
Yeah, initially that felt like the right thing to do, and that's what we did on our last album. And we liked the idea of just getting into the world of it, and it was amazing. It's an incredible studio. Like, it was really great. But because we came away feeling like we needed more experimentation time and kind of just brain space from it, I've learned a lot from this record now that the next one we do, I think we'll want to track it all together, maybe in that kind of residential setting, and then have space after to listen back and let it sink in and kind of have a bit more perspective, maybe. Because I love the idea of just capturing the thing in the moment. And I do sort of feel like that's how records should be. But if you don't do it in the right way or with the right people, or I don't know, the songs are so personal to me. And I've learned from creating this record that like I so know exactly how I want them to sound, that if we have that space to do that, I think we're probably going to make something better that we feel better about, because there's less pressure, I guess. And there's more room for experimentation, which is what we ended up having in the end this time around.
So you were actually tracking together on the floor, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the live room together, every song we tracked, the three of us.
It's interesting because I recently heard somebody talking about how important, at least for them, the proximity of the other players can be in terms of just getting performance, versus when sometimes you see bands and they're, you know, in another postal code, you know, the bass player's almost on another continent. And do you feel like there's something to that when there's that closeness and that focus?
I think definitely. And I think especially for our band, it's always better when we're closer. And I mean, just like generally hanging out as well. But before we've recorded our first album, we played live a lot. And Josh and I knew each other and started the band. And then we found Lauren, who plays drums. But we sort of got to know each other so much more playing live. And I think we have like a different way of connecting live that, I don't know, there was something about it that made it work. And we've realized now like that's a really important part to make the most of when we're recording as well. because it's about the three of us bouncing off each other. And some of our favorite things that we've written are when we've like sort of gone around the same part for like 2 hours or something. Like we do, there's a few moments like that on the record, like the end of Who Do You Love, like a big instrumental thing. And in the practice room, that was like an hour long, but obviously you can't put that on a record. But it's getting into a kind of trance together that I feel like is like a big part of us. So yeah, being in a room or being as close as possible to bounce off each other, I think is like, yeah, big thing for us. Yeah, Lauren described us as being telepathic the other day because we were rehearsing for something, we didn't have much time, and she was like, oh, it's fine, we're telepathic, like we'll probably just be okay. Which is nice.
You talked about this idea of closeness, and this came up recently too, where it's like sometimes you can be in a band with somebody for 10 years and not really know them. Like you might not know, you might have never met their parents or know, you know, what their favorite food is or something. So is that also part of this band, that you know each other as people as well as creative people?
Yeah. Yeah, we know each other really well and we're really good friends. Obviously, that isn't always the case, but I think for the three of us and who we are as people, that kind of needs to be the case for us, because that's a big part of the glue for us. And we've navigated a lot of things together, and that does just involve like needing to understand what the other person's going through to support each other, because it's quite an intense thing being in a band. Like it's like a relationship kind of in a weird way. So for us and the way we are, and I suppose how sensitive we are about certain things, we want to understand each other and be able to support each other in the best way possible. And that kind of does mean that like we know each other's favorite food and we've met each other's families lots. I mean, yeah, we're good friends.
So you have the band, and then you've got to let somebody in as a producer, and you let in John Parrish. Was there a process of kind of vetting? Because, hey, this is somebody that we're sharing our art with. It's great that they have a tremendous resume, but they also have to have the right energy and so forth.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, actually, because you put so much into this one thing with this one person. And really, it is a little bit like finding a fourth band member, which I think maybe we didn't quite realize the weight of. But he'd come to a rehearsal and we'd had lots of back and forths on like demos and ideas and stuff. And he'd suggested things and we'd worked on it. And it was really helpful and that kind of pre-production stuff. But it just turned out when we came out the other side of it that we had slightly different, we'd do it in slightly different ways. And we only really realized that in doing it together. And so, yeah, it's a funny thing. But Fern, our friend Fern, her name's Fern Ford, she's in another band with me, and she's a producer as well as a drummer and like a multi-instrumentalist. And she basically kind of got where I was coming from in terms of feeling like it wasn't right. And we spent like about a month in her home studio, pulling it all apart, trying all the things that we ran out of time for. That was another thing. We didn't have enough time really. So if we'd had a lot more time, it would have been a bit different. But that was such an amazing part of the process because she's such a good friend. Like we know each other so well. We know each other work. We've played in a band together for like 10 years now. She's like driven our girl around before and like has always been quite like supportive of it. And it was just like exactly what we needed at that point. And I kind of, in some ways, we sort of had a shorthand for the way we communicated about stuff because we know each other well enough that like I could make no sense when I'm trying to describe a sound. And generally speaking, like she'd figure out what I mean. So yeah, I mean, it's a really important part. And in the end, I'm so glad it ended up working out this way because we got a lot from all the different stages. But yeah, it's a nerve-wracking thing, sort of handing it over, especially when the songs are this personal and, you know, the three of us are like a little unit. But we have Fern plays with us live now and our friend Dan also plays with us, and it's been nice to widen the circle.
You've been listening to a conversation with Soph Nathan of the band Our Girl. The group's latest LP is The Good Kind. You can learn more about Our Girl at ourgirl.com. Our digital producers are Carly Cooper, Beth Golay, and Hugo Fan. Our theme music is composed and performed by Torin Anderson. You can learn more about this podcast at kmuw.org and send us questions and comments via info@kmuw.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.